Hello, it's the BAFTA nominated overview show coming in your ears for the last time in 2021. 2021, he said very mid-Atlantically. Hi, I'm Rob Gutman, your host of the award-winning overview show, and I'm joined today by Sean O'Donnell, Sean Bennett, Sean and Sean, the two Sean and Seans, and John Givens. And we're going to do what we always do on the overview show. We're going to look back and we're going to look forward. And we're going to look at Liverpool's nearest and dearest rivals in what is very much a title race for Liverpool, I think it's fair to say. Let's start by looking back at Liverpool's, last month and a bit since we last did an overview show. We started that show. Were you on this one, Sean, by the way? Can I stop? I've got a feeling you might have been. Let's say you were. I think I say that to Paddy Fitzsimons every time. Let's say you were, Paddy. Well, the fixtures that were in front of Liverpool when we did this show 6 or so weeks ago were: we had Arsenal at home, Porto at home, Southampton at home, the Derby, Wolves away, AC Milan away, Villa at home, Newcastle home, Spurs away, and I don't even think we bother talking about Leicester at home, which was silly, really, given what's happened. But anyway, that's 10 fixtures in total. Liverpool won 9 out of the 10 games. And although we were bullish in that show, none of us expected that. And I would argue, but for COVID, it'd probably be a perfect 10. Liverpool can be pleased. I think that they've navigated quite a few potential banana skin games. You could say that of Arsenal, who were in form when we played them, let's remember. Villa, Gerrard coming back to Anfield, I think he'd won 3 out of 4. Wolves were not conceding any goals when we played them. I'm not saying these are the hardest teams in the world, but those were creditable games to have just rattled off wins with. You could say the Derby's always a threat as well. We continue to score a shitload of goals. We scored 26 in 10 games, conceding just 8. So our rate of conceding is dropping. Salah and Jota continue to fire. Mane less so, I think, but he's still got a creditable total for the season. But Salah scored 7 in this period. He didn't play in all the 10 games, but in this phase. Jota also didn't play all the 10 and scored 6. We are, as things stand, going into the show, we're 3 points behind City, but I don't think that's to be unexpected given the fixtures we faced. So let's just talk about the month that's gone, John, a bit. I think the thing that sticks out to me, apart from Liverpool winning and scoring and it being a really nice time to be a Liverpool supporter, as it generally is at this time of year, historically under Jurgen Klopp. Klopp did something a little different this time. He picked the same team week in, week out, as near as damn it. I mean, it worked, but is it a risk for the future?